The stuff of nightmares for a Sunshine Coast man last night who, unbeknown to him, was sharing his bed with a snake. He only found out when the snake bit his arm. Paramedics were called to his home at Kooloolaben at about 8:30 p.m. The man, who was aged in his 70s, was then taken to Nambour Hospital under lights and sirens. Work on the Mooloola River Interchange Project Stage 1 has started, much to the delight of local member for Maroochydore, Fiona Simpson, who says the upgrade is vital for the rapidly growing region.
The announcement that works are starting on the Mooloola River Interchange, the MRI, this is a huge win for the Sunshine Coast after years of waiting for this critical infrastructure to get underway, where there were houses knocked down and Labor defunded the project. It's being delivered by the Chris Cipulli LNP government.
And while the traffic will likely be worse during construction before it gets better, once complete, it'll ease congestion, boost capacity and improve safety issues on the Sunshine Motorway, as well as provide connectivity for Stage 3 of The Wave, which will include a metro bus route between Batinia and the airport. The early works will include site clearing, service relocations and geotechnical investigations. Well, what a difference overnight, with the coast set for some relief today after Monday's sweltering heat. The Weather Bureau says the mercury will be in the high 20s compared to yesterday's high in Maroochydore of 38.8 degrees. That was the peak around 3 p.m. yesterday. Briefly, the Salvation Army is calling on the community of the Sunshine Coast to dig deep this Christmas as they launch their annual Christmas appeal. And a barge has brought two Clayton's Towing Army trucks with 30-ton winches and two diggers to help remove an excavator that's now partially submerged in water and sand at Northern Bribie Island. It happened at the weekend and made worse by the high tide. The excavator had been working on the Bribie Island restoration project.